Hi, this is Angie Hernandez, certified hypnotherapist, and in this recording, we're going to work on weight release. So find a comfortable place to sit or lie down, some place where you can be in the quiet and be relaxed and by yourself. Not driving a car, not someplace where you need to have your attention somewhere else. This is your time. Just relax into it. And I want you to find a place to focus your mind and eyes. Maybe a small spot on the wall or the ceiling. And bring your focus in and just stare and listen. And as you focus on the words I speak, each word I speak will bring you deeper and deeper. And one of the first things you're going to notice is that your breathing will change. Pay attention to your breathing for a moment. Yes, and when you begin to notice the change, just give a little head nod and acknowledge that to yourself. And bring your focus in. As you focus on that spot on the wall or on the ceiling, you're also going to notice that your eyes are wanting to blink. And as they blink, with each blink, it'll be harder to open your eyelids again. And at some point, you would really just prefer to close your eyes. Go ahead and close your eyes when you're ready, in your own time. And when your eyes are closed, you might notice behind your eyelids you might notice that shapes seem to float in front of your eyes. Or it might just be that beautiful black curtain. Whatever it is, just relax into it and notice it. Another thing you might be noticing is that your mouth begins to feel a little dry. In fact, you might have a tendency to swallow. Yes. And when you notice that, give a little head nod and acknowledge to yourself that you've reached that point. And you notice these signs that you're going a little deeper with each and every breath, going deeper and deeper. You're also finding your body begin to relax more and more, relaxing from the top of your head around your face and the back of your head, your neck, your jaw, your shoulders, arms, hands, and fingers. And then notice it going through the trunk of your body, down your back, vertebra by vertebra. And then your chest and stomach, and hips, and your legs. From your thighs, relaxing around your knees, your calves, your ankles, and your feet. Just letting go of all those large muscle groups and allowing the tiny, tiny muscles to unwind bit by bit. Each and every breath takes you a little deeper, and every word I speak takes you deeper still. It's very relaxing, and you feel at peace. And what you may like to do, you may like to find relaxation in an opposite reaction. And the way you do that is by beginning at your feet, allowing your feet to become very tense and tight. And then on the next breath, letting go. And just relaxing. Yes. And do the same with your legs. Take your calves and thighs. And make them very, very tight. Make the muscles tight. And on the very next breath, release and relax. And now do the same thing through your thighs and your stomach. Make those very, very tight. Oh, so tight. And on the next breath, Release, relax. Each and every time you release those muscle groups, you feel yourself slipping into a calm peace, even deeper. And next, tighten in your stomach and into your arms. And then use your arms to make all the muscles tight. And on the next breath, release. And now let's do your shoulders. Stretch them up, tighten them up tight, 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 tight. And on the following breath, release. That feels really good. And now one more time, let's do it in your face. Scrunch your face up, make it tight, your jaw and your cheeks and your forehead, and then release and relax. Good. Now that you're completely relaxed, let's go down a little deeper. At 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0, deep sleep. Going deeper yet, and now twice as deep. Very comfortable, very deep. Behind that black curtain, behind your eyes. Noticing your eyes, your eyelids kind of fluttering. Yes, getting there. It's very good. Now I'd like you to hold your arm out. Your dominant hand, the hand you write with. Hold your arm straight out in front of you. And I want you to look for, to search for anywhere else in your body. Any remaining anger or tension, maybe anxiety or stress that you had today. Search it out. It's in your body somewhere. It might even be in your mind as you search out those remaining feelings. I want you to put those into that arm. Just force them into that arm and into that fist you're making a fist. And that arm will become stiff and rigid like a steel bar. Stiffer and more rigid. Keep searching. I know you have a lot of tension inside you. Search in there until it's tight like a steel bar. Tight and tight. And then I'm going to tell you to release it. Not yet. Not yet. Let it be stiff. It's stiff and rigid. It might even shake a little bit. That's okay. When I count to three, you're going to release that and let it just flop down. Flop down. Here we go. Get ready to let it go. 1, 2, 3. Let it go, let it go, let it go, limp and loose. Yes. That's a very comfortable level. Now you're so relaxed. Just go twice as deep again. And then 10 times as deep. And now that you're so very relaxed, I want you to use your imagination. And as you use your imagination, picture, pretend, or just get a sense of that around your stomach. The muscles are being trained today to know when you've had enough to eat, when you're very satisfied. Maybe you haven't been able to find any feeling of satisfaction. Maybe that's been hard for you, but you know what? You can find it now, because those muscles are going to help to tell you when you've had enough. Those muscles, let's tell them to squeeze your stomach until your stomach only has enough room for about a golf ball size amount of food when you have your dinner. So let's just imagine that the stomach has muscles around it getting tighter and tighter, tight like a corset, tight like a corset. You can feel it? I know you can feel it. And as you feel it tight, 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 notice that you only, if you could see it, you could only have a small golf ball size pouch left for food. Really, that's all you need is 3 very small meals a day. And feel those muscles tighten up like a corset. That's right. They're there to tell you and help you know when you've had enough food. When you've had enough food to stop, because when you eat, the way to eat well is to eat slowly and consciously, with without any distractions from the TV. Not a book, not a computer, not a newspaper, not a phone. Just looking at your food. Imagine your meal in front of you and the beautiful colors. You have those greens, those lovely deep greens of the salad. Those are the molecules that really give you nutrients. And when you imagine right now, just them, imagine that the colors are kind of like Technicolor, the brightest colors you've ever seen. Just like you're leaving the land of Oz, and the colors are the brightest things you've ever seen. There's greens, there might be reds, there might be some yellow. Beautiful vegetable greens. And then maybe you have a piece of cooked fish, a beautiful white with maybe lemon juice on top. Steaming. It's lovely. And whatever else you have for your meal, you see there. Look at the colors. Smell that lovely smell, that amazing smell from your food. So really concentrate on your food, chewing your food slowly, giving your brain time to know that food's coming to the stomach. We want to give it a little time for it to show what those tight, tight muscles around your stomach are going to do when you've had enough. When you've had enough and you feel that tight, tight feeling that tells you you're really satisfied, that ding, you'll learn to know it better each meal you take. Then you stop eating. Just stop eating. And if at bedtime you feel a little bit of hunger starting, you're going to smile. You're going to smile because you know that's the perfect way. And then you have a good 8 hours of fasting before you wake. And that's perfect for your body to heal itself and renew and use the reserves. The reserves of what you want to release. Those fat molecules that you want to release. It will use those reserves at night. It's almost like a workout. And that's a wonderful feeling to wake up and be ready to start your day in that lean, lean mode. Oh yes, you'll be thinking lean. You'll be thinking lean. Imagine that tiger in the jungle. As it walks, it kind of sways its hips from side to side. Side to side. And it has a nice waist. And maybe you can almost see its ribs. It has that beautiful shape. And that's the way you're going to wake up. Lean and stealthy and dangerous. That's you. Yeah. And now I want you to remember that each time you sit down to eat those three very small meals, and you're going to eat very consciously, I want you to have some of that big glass of beautiful sparkling water. Beautiful water. Imagine what that looks like, the clear, wonderful essence of life. And you're going to be craving water more than you ever imagined. Because that's what your body needs. It needs water to live. And so as you imagine your beautiful, shining water and that plate of food in those fabulous colors, you know, food is something that's time to celebrate. We're going to celebrate the healthiest foods there are. What are healthy foods? Healthy foods are those foods that come from nature, very pure, like vegetables and whole fruits, and the meats that don't have those coatings and frying things with them. That's not the way your body likes them. Your body likes them grilled, steamed, just that way. Just the simplest way, because simple, in this complicated world, tastes better than anything else. And nothing tastes as good as thin taste. Yeah. And when your stomach tightens up, and you get that signal that I'm satisfied, You're going to push the rest away. It just feels right. Push the rest away. That's not for me tonight. Good. Now, over the coming few days, I don't know what's going to be the most important to you. The beautiful colors of your food, or noticing that tight signal your stomach gives you when you're satisfied. Or maybe it's just the pleasure of eating three small meals a day and waking up like a lean tiger. I don't know which of those is the most important to you, but I know that you know. And you're going to be thinking over this. In the next few days, the answer that's just right for you will come to you. All right. Good. So now it's time to go out. At zero, you tend to slip just a little deeper in. At one, feeling your body there where you're sitting or lying. At two, you come up a little more, noticing your place in the room around you. And now at three, I want you to take a deep cleansing breath. Here we go. And four is a very alert number. Five, eyes open, wide awake. One, two, three, four, five, eyes open, wide, wide awake. Great. That was a great session. Okay, take this session now and go forward with it. Keep it in your mind. Want it, believe it, make it happen. This is Angie Hernandez. Have a great day.